Let's get to Fernando on the wild card line. And you probably get this all the time, don't you, Fernando? You look marvelous. You probably hear that.
Oh, boy.
I'm Ian, sorry.
Thank you. No, it's quite all right. Ian, thank you very much for taking my call. I know it's very late this evening. On my way home from work, I heard a caller from El Paso who witnessed the large bird at the Franklin Mountains.
Right.
I was born and raised in El Paso, and my twin brother and I used to hike up the Franklin Mountains, which incidentally is the southernmost tip of the Rocky Mountains. The Franklin Mountains belong to the Rocky Mountain Range. Anyway, on the other side of the Franklin Mountains is another town. And my twin brother and I had relatives who lived there, and we used to visit them quite often and sometimes hike up the Franklin Mountains. Anyway, one afternoon as my twin brother and I were hiking, he taps me on the shoulder and says, look at this. And I turned around, and what we saw was the biggest bird. By the way, this is 1976. My twin brother and I were 16 years old, and we saw this humongous bird, feathered. It wasn't prehistoric looking. It was feathered, had a red neck. The feathers were black, black brownish sort of. It was the hugest bird my twin brother and I had ever seen, and it had a dog that was struggling to get, well, to get loose.
Yeah,
the talons on this bird were humongous. This bird, we saw it flapping. We could hear the flapping wings. We could hear this bird trying to pick up this dog and get away to take it. The wingspan, it was kind of far, probably about 20 to 30, well, to us it was far, 20 to 30 yards, but we could actually hear the flapping of the wings.
Oh, yeah.
They were probably about, I'm thinking, 10 to 12 feet long, and as it was trying to take this dog, it was picking at it. It was poking at it. And my twin brother says, look, and we look at this thing, and I'll never forget it. I have kids today, and I have never said this to them, and my twin brother has never reported this story to our kids because we feared that they would not believe us.
Sure. Let me ask you, your twin brother, Fernando, is that Bernardo, or what is your twin brother's name?
His name is Carlos.
Oh, Carlos. Oh, see.
Yeah.
And then you would put this in the Thunderbird category. What did you do? Again, you see this amazing thing. Did you try to save the dog? Did you call police? What did you do?
Well, actually, Ian, that's a very good question. We were 16 years old, unsophisticated, immature. We were scared to death. This bird was so big that we were actually afraid for our life. He kept telling me, look, and my thinking was, if it drops that bird, we think this bird could see us.
Right,
and
drop this dog.
If it lets go of this bird, it's coming after
us. Of that
us.
Dog, right.
You know, we're two fat Mexican kids, and we're thinking, you know, it's going to come to us. And Ian, it wasn't that far from us. I mean, it was very, very close. We're talking less than 30 yards. And
right.
We were so scared that I recall thinking, wanting to vomit. That's how scared I was.
Yikes.
And my brother and I kept thinking, this is not possible. I mean, how can this a bird of this size exist today? And let me just say this to you, that at the time that we were seeing this, my twin brother and I were, this is kind of funny, but we were also students of a seminary studying to be Catholic priests.
Right.
This seminary was a high school seminary.
Sure, there was a bunch of them, right.
Yeah, there was about 40 of us, and it's before the collegiate level, which is the theological level. But
sure.
I just wanted to tell you that because we were on a field trip from the seminary, and my twin brother and I took a separate route, and that's what when we saw what we saw. When we got back to the bus, we were asking the bunch of our friends, did you see? We didn't say to them what we saw. We asked them if they saw anything unusual. They said no. But to this day, this is the very, very first time I've ever repeated the story because I fear that people would think that we were nuts. But the size of this bird, I remember the neck. I remember the thickness of the neck.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting because, you know, your story complements so many others, and especially when you were describing the feathers, I find that very interesting because I was actually on an island earlier this week in upstate Wisconsin, and there's a lot of islands in the middle of lakes, and there was a lodge there, and I was staying on this island, and it was wonderful, and we had a great relaxing time, but it happened to be densely populated with bald eagles. And as I noticed at one time when I was sitting on the back porch of this lodge, one came swooping down over my head, and when it flew in front of the sun, I could see this brownish tint, almost a reddish tint to what I thought had been black feathers. So intriguing that you saw that too, and we'll just leave that there and say hi to Carlos for us and tell him that the story's been told. Cat's out of the bag in this case.